Early last night, Champaign County Republican Chairman Dan Bakely was hopeful a big get-out-the-vote effort would benefit the GOP.
There was a tremendous amount of last-minute telephone calling, signage. I went out early this morning, and it was pouring down rain. However, that did not stop, in my precinct, 70 people voting between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m.
But a big turnout was exactly what Champaign County Democratic Chairman Jerry Parr wanted. More than 54,000 residents went to the polls. That breaks the Champaign County record by about 4,000 votes in a gubernatorial year. Parr says voters liked how Democrats governed the board and voted accordingly.
We know exactly where we're going, and we've talked about it. So, and the 16-11 majority gives us a little flexibility. As Democrats, we have very diverse opinions. And in general, we certainly have walked in the same direction, but it is very difficult to have people agree on important issues completely. And it has been very tense. But with 16-11, I think that we can actually express more diverse opinions.
Democrats picked up a seat in Champaign County Board District 6, despite Republican efforts to target that district. In the days leading up to the election, Republicans claimed that Democratic County Board Chairperson Trish Avery was a fiscal liberal. Avery says the GOP may have experienced a backlash.
I think that at that point, we had a lot of negative campaigning going on, and this was a hit below the belt, and I think the voters realized that, and as you can see from the numbers, I think that they didn't pay any attention to that, and I'm glad that they didn't.
The other new Democratic seat comes from District 7, where longtime Republican Steve Bantz finished fourth. Ultimately, Parr says it was a combination of strong candidates and a new map drawn by Democrats that was key.
I think it was done fairly and squarely and without a doubt to benefit Democrats.
Meanwhile, Republican Mark Sheldon won a second term as Champaign County Clerk. Sheldon received 58% of the vote. He credited his office staff for the victory. Democrat Paul Faraci says he was proud of his campaign effort, and he did not rule out the possibility of running for public office again.
We're gonna regroup and look at it, and certainly nothing's out of the question at this point. I still get so excited when I think about the opportunity to possibly serve the community, and I really enjoyed everything that I've been involved with. So we'll see. Nothing's definite one way or the other.
Sheldon says in the days ahead he'll be investigating the pros and cons of eliminating punch cards in favor of some other voting system, one perhaps that is computer driven. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 News.